Maryland's News Now.
On the only station that matters, WBAL.com.
If she wants to get on a plane and come here to New Jersey and ask me if she wants to examine me and review my medical history, I'll have a conversation with her about that. Until that time, she should shut up. Completely irresponsible. My children saw that last night. And she sat there on TV and said, I'm afraid he's going to die in office. I have four children between 9 and 19. My 12-year-old son came to me last night and said, Dad, are you going to die? I mean, come on. This is irresponsible stuff.
That was New Jersey Governor Chris Christie responding to Dr. Connie Mariano, who served 9 years as the doctor in the White House medical unit. She was making a comment about Christie's obesity and how he could suffer if he ran for the president and he could have diabetes, et cetera. And you heard his reaction, pretty passionate. Well, we learned today that Governor Christie underwent lap band surgery earlier this year. And reportedly, he's already dropped some 40 pounds, I heard. Of course, you may think this is a sign that Christie will make a run at the White House. He says he got to a point where he just wanted to be around for his family. Charles Passy is a staff writer for Market Watch and contributor for The Wall Street Journal, and he can relate. And he joins us now to talk about that. Charles, it's great to talk with you again.
Pleasure to be here.
I remember talking with you way back when this was becoming a really big issue for Christie, and they were making fun of him on the late night shows, et cetera. And you just kind of talked about how you could relate. You were a big man. And so now he's had the lap band surgery. You have had the same surgery. Were you surprised to hear that he made this move?
You know, I think it sounded like he turned the corner that a lot of us turn. It seemed to be like he was fighting it for a while, but ultimately, you're kind of hit with the fact that if you stay obese, there are just all these health issues that are going to crop up. And it sounds like he had the talk that, you know, I had with doctors, which is if they haven't cropped up already, by the time you start hitting 50, you can't dodge the bullet anymore.
Yeah, I talked with you. I mean, you have a lot in common with him. You're about the same age. In fact, you write, I am Chris Christie.
Right.
So you really can relate to what he's going through. And you're right. The last time we spoke, you had reached that in your own mind that you wanted to make a change, a permanent change.
Right.
And he had not.
Yeah. You know, it sounds like he was, you know, something was kicking in that he was fighting all along. You know, I think what's interesting is the road that lies ahead. I mean, I had the surgery done a few years back. You know, I've dropped 65 pounds out of probably about 100 to 115 that I need to lose. I know that the road is a big first step, but there's still a lot of challenges ahead.
Yeah, let's just talk about those challenges. It's not the final solution.
Well, no, and you know, first of all, you got to begin with the fact that lap band, as opposed to gastric band, where you know they're literally kind of slicing and dicing your stomach. Lap band is something where you really have a lot of control over it. The band is adjustable. The band essentially tightens your stomach, makes it more difficult to eat. But you know, you have to work with the doctor, and you have to let the doctor say, okay, it's time to tighten. And as the tighter you get, the less fun it gets, basically, to a certain extent, because you know, this best friend of your life, which was your food, suddenly is not accessible in the same way. Not to mention that, you know, it can be physically uncomfortable. You get used to it after a while, but you know, when you're at the right fill level, meals can be somewhat challenging.
Do you find that physically you feel better?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No question about it. I mean, I think anybody who's lost significant weight will tell you, you know, the energy returns. But, you know, the other thing that I would say is that for me, you know, some of the biggest benefits that have come in the last, I would say in the last half year, have been really upping the exercise, and the lap band has nothing to do with that. Now, I guess in theory, you could lose a lot of weight with the help of the lap band and not exercise, but, you know, I don't think there's a, you know, medical practitioner out there who won't
tell you to do that, right?
Diet and exercise.
Charles Passy, a staff writer for Market Watch, contributor for the Wall Street Journal, a man who can relate to Chris Christie. Thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely. No problem. Thank you.
If the crocuses are looking fresher than your home itself, it's time to call the professionals at University Painters. They're ready to freshen up your home inside and out, and at a big discount. Half off the cost of all painted materials. Half off. Call University Painters at 800-390-4848 or see them online at universitypainters.com for a free detailed written estimate. This is Dave Durian. We've had University Painters in our home several times. They always do a totally professional job, better and faster than I could do myself. They do interior and exterior painting, drywall and plaster repair. They can replace rotting wood for you. They even do wallpaper removal and pressure washing. Call them while you can get half off the cost of paint and materials. Affordable, competitive rates, licensed and insured, University Painters is the educated choice for a whole list of jobs around the house. University Painters, 800-390-4848, online at universitypainters.com.
If you've recently cracked or lost a tooth, relax. You can restore your smile with dental implants, just one of the many services from Dr. Ed Laser, Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry. This is John Patty. Call Dr. Laser's team and request a visit with his periodontics and periodontal prosthetics specialist, Dr. Ram Rafat. Dr. Rafat has spent the past 10 years studying dentistry at the University of Maryland. He's up on the latest technology in dental implants, and many of Dr. Rafat's patients often call his work a modern miracle that's made it possible for them to chew again, talk naturally, and of course, smile again. Dr. Rafat can diagnose and treat your mouth no matter what state it's in. He's seen it all and treated it all. Call Taylor or Sherry. Schedule an appointment with Dr. Rafat, part of the Dr. Ed Laser team of Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry, 410-775-8895. Check out all of their services at CosmeticDentistBaltimore.com. Dr. Ed Laser, Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry. Just a mile and a half above Beltway Exit 20 in Owings Mills.
Morning, Jeff. Boy, it looks like you and Karen had quite a party last night.
Yeah, Jack, we did, and the raccoons had quite a feast on our trash. What a mess. I wish there was something I can do.
Well, there is. I went on the Mintex Rodent Repellent Trash Bag website. Mintex Rodent Repellent Trash Bags use a special all-natural mint formula in the plastic, which drives raccoons and rodents away. Look, my trash bags are right next to yours.
The bags with the green drawstrings?
Right, see? No mess.
But, Jack, how does the mint keep raccoons away?
Well, Mintex trash bags have a pleasant smell to us, but the scent of mint is overwhelming for raccoons and rodents because of their keen sense of smell.
I thought a stronger trash bag would work.
No, not at all. Mintex bags are just as strong as any other bag, but it's the mint scent of the trash bag that keeps raccoons and rodents away, not the strength. And they're the same price as regular trash bags.
Jack, I think you just solved my problem.
Remember, to keep raccoons and rodents away from your trash bags, it's the scent, not the strength.
You can find Mintex Rodent Repellent trash bags at select Home Depot stores or visit mint-x.com.
4:45, time for traffic on the fives once again with Tamara.
Busy ride home this afternoon. The inner loop's heavy from Reisterstown Road, about a half an hour or so to get through with the stop and go to Hartford Road. Outer loop in the meantime, we've got delays now beginning prior to Park Heights and 20 minutes or so to Frederick Avenue. 70 eastbound, your delays are there at 29. It's 10 minutes or so to get over to 695. And southbound on 95, expect delays in Perryville on the Tidings Memorial Bridge. There's accident cleanup down at exit 89-155. Looks like the right lane is still blocked. For folks in Carroll County, you're trying to get into Carroll County, 140 still closed off both directions near Glen Falls Road. We have heavy traffic reported northbound on 795, leaving the Beltway and trying to get through and past Owings Mills Boulevard. 32 eastbound after 29 in Columbia for a crash. York Road at Cranbrook Road, there's an accident there. And also Green Spring Valley Road at Cliffholm Road, a new crash coming into us. The WBAL InstaWeather Plus forecast, cloudy with showers tonight and 57 for the low, mostly cloudy Wednesday. There's a chance for showers and thunderstorms and 67 for the high. I'm Tamara Nelson on WBAL and WBAL.com.
Tamara, thank you. Coming up at 4:51, we're going to talk about Iron Man 3 and, you know, the suit that he wears. Is that really real? Some of it is. In 60 seconds, Brett Hollander joins us with sports.
I'm Deborah Galchik from the accounting firm of Mueller & Company. The sounds you're hearing are the sounds of our office on any given day. But one day, I came in and it sounded like this. A storm had knocked out our power and our server. The outage lasted 30 hours and our business came to a stop. But thanks to our agent,
we had small business insurance from The Hartford. Our property was protected, and we recouped thousands in lost income. That was coverage we were thankful to have. And the entire process was quick and easy, so we could get back to business.
When the unexpected happens, The Hartford can help your business play on. Find a local agent or take The Hartford's Extreme Weather Challenge at thehartford.com/prepare. Coverage subject to policy terms. Some businesses may not qualify. Coverage provided by Hartford Fire Insurance Company and its property and casualty affiliates, Hartford, Connecticut.
Sports with Brett Hollander on the only station that matters, WBAL.com.
After a day off, the Orioles are back at it tonight and back home. After an 11-game road trip, the Kansas City Royals are in town to start a three-game set tonight at Oriole Park. At Camden Yards, Wei-Ying Chen gets the ball tonight for Baltimore against Ervin Santana of the KC Royals. It's a 7:05 first pitch. Joe Angel and Fred Manfred have the call tonight on WBAL. I'm live from the ballpark starting after the news at 6 o'clock tonight on WBAL. To college lacrosse and the Johns Hopkins Blue Jays, they're not in the tournament for the first time in 41 years, a long time. After a 9-5 season that featured several tough losses, including 2-1-goal defeats, here's Hopkins head coach Dave Petromala.
Well, I'd love to tell you, hey, we belong in. The automatic qualifications have really helped our sport grow. So, you know, in a year where, you know, we don't make it for the first time in 41 years, I think it would be, a poor thing on our part to complain about the process now when, you know, in the end, we didn't do our job. We've had plenty of opportunity to do it.
And what about the future, the immediate future at Homewood Field, Coach Petromala?
You know, here we are for the first time in 41 years, and we're not in a tournament. I think the worst thing that we could do is hide. I think it's important that we handle our business in a classy and appropriate fashion. My job is to show our guys the right way to do things. I'll use it as a tool to learn. I will be well aware of what's going on in the games, and while we're not in it, I'm still a fan of the sport.
That's Hopkins lacrosse coach Dave Petromala. Still, without Hopkins, three local teams, Maryland, Towson, and Loyola, all in the field of 16 in the NCAA lacrosse tournament, which starts this coming weekend. NBA news, the Brooklyn Nets are looking for a big-name head coach. So where do they turn? Where do you think? Their first call was, of course, to Phil Jackson. As always, stay tuned. Orioles baseball tonight, O's and KC, 7:05 first pitch from the ballpark in downtown Baltimore. Coverage starts after the news at 6. I'm Brett Hollander with sports on WBAL.
Wall Street set new records in the wake of overseas gains. The Dow Industrials closed above the 15,000 mark for the first time and closed in record territory for the 16th time this year. That after climbing 87 points. The S&P 500 at its 10th record close of the year. That after adding 8. The NASDAQ gained 4 points. When analysts tells the Wall Street Journal that investors have played the worry game, those who have sat on the sidelines in cash are starting to question that. Elsewhere, a number of companies have released their latest earnings reports after the bell, and among them, Disney says its profits climbed by roughly a third in the past quarter, thanks to ESPN's revenue spike and the box office success of Oz the Great and Powerful. Disney's stock is up a fraction in late trading. Once again on Wall Street, the Dow and S&P set all-time highs. I'm Steve Orr at MarketWatch.com.
Maryland's news now on the only station that matters, WBAL.com.
So far, Iron Man 3 is wowing audiences around the world. The effects are dazzling. But it's not all computer-generated imagination and fiction. We break down the Iron Man suit. What's real? Probably more than you might think. Glenn McDonald writes about technology and culture for Discover News, and he joins us now to talk about that. Glenn, thanks so much for being with us.
Hi, thanks for having me.
And this is definitely where those two things collide, technology and culture, right?
Right, yeah, absolutely.
So when we break down this suit, you kind of looked over all the parts of the suit, and I guess some of these things didn't surprise me, but some really did. But let's just start talk about the suit itself, and there really is such a thing as a hard shell suit that exists, right?
Yeah, and that surprised me too. When I started looking into this, the first thing I did was kind of look at the mythology of the Iron Man suit in the comic series, which goes back decades. There's literally hundreds of versions of the Iron Man suit. So I had to narrow it down to kind of just look specifically at the suit as it's presented in the films. And that one of the things is If you'll remember from the Avengers, Tony Stark had to fly through the space portal and into deep space. And so that's one of the things the Iron Man suit can do, is you can take it into any adverse condition, including deep space. So I started researching that. And it turns out there is such a thing as a hard shell spacesuit. The kind that you see in the U.S. space program is mostly soft suits, environmental suits, and what they call hybrid suits. But there is a hard shell suit, and if you look for images online, you can find it. It looks very different than Iron Man. It looks very goofy, actually.
It looks like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
It totally looks like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. I was interested to see that you can get about 95% limb mobility in these hard shell suits, but it does not look heroic.
Incredible. Okay, the repulsor rays. Now, this I did find surprising, and you have the picture of Tony Stark in his suit with the ray coming out of his hand.
Yeah, my understanding, now I'm not a physicist, so I don't know a lot about this, but my understanding is that there is such a thing as a particle beam weapon, which is what the technology of the Iron Man repulsor rays is sort of based on. And the idea is to move elementary particles, which are muons, essentially, they're a type of electron. The trick is that it would take enormous amounts of energy to actually do that. So at some point, these kind of particle beams have been considered, and the military has done all sorts of research into it, and they were considered as part of the old Star Wars anti-ballistic missile plan in the 80s. And I think they're still a part of that, but right now it's impractical, or it may be impossible to generate the kind of energy that you would need to make these repulsor rays. So, of course, in the fictional Iron Man world, he's got his own,
It works very well for him, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. It sure does.
Now, a couple of things, I'm just going to breeze over them pretty quickly, because I think most people realize that a rocket-powered flight suit does exist in real life. Drone technology, that's all over the news, right?
Sure. And the drone technology, just one quick thing there, is that the two big sci-fi movies this summer have been Iron Man and Oblivion, the Tom Cruise movie, and both of them seem to have this subtext about military drones and unmanned drones, and I think culturally we're processing a weird anxiety about that because it's starting to pop up in sci-fi all over the place.
And I can see us, down the road, we'll all have these head-mounted displays. We'll all be wearing those.
Sure, and of course the consumer application that's coming up for that is the Google Glass. That's kind of the first kind of consumer thing that'll be like a heads-up display where you can look through it and you get feedback on the actual real world that you're looking at.
Right. Well, very cool. Thank you so much for joining us. Glenn McDonald, technology and culture writer for Discover News. A real Iron Man suit, science versus fiction, and there is a lot of science behind it, so we thank you.
Great. Thanks so much.